Hello, world. You're listening to Everything EHC Enchanted Hills Camp very own and first podcast, recorded right here at Enchanted Hills. My name is Maceo. I'm your host, and the views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy the show. So now we are in Family Camp 2. We have a very special family with us, and I'm going to get them to introduce themselves. And I would like to start with you, Mom. Who are you?
Hi, we are the Ariella family. My name is Marita. And?
My name is Alicia.
My name is Alexia.
I'm Rick. I'm the dad.
Hi, Rick, the dad. Why don't we start with you? Do you have some comments for us about EHC? And maybe you can tell us what's happening and why this is a historic moment for Enchanted Hills.
Well, this is a historic moment. We started 9 years ago, so it's our ninth year. And we were introduced to EHC by the Blind Babies Foundations. And even though the girls are a little bit older, that's the group that we followed in, and it was really great. It's been a great experience, and we've enjoyed it. We enjoyed all the staff. Tony has been great. And now the girls, after 2 years, went to the youth camp.
Gotcha.
And now they're in the teen camp.
That's it. And you guys are all done this year because they are aging out of family camp is what is happening, correct?
Correct.
Boo-hoo-hoo. Very sad times. A little bittersweet, isn't it?
It is.
But we get to have the girls back for the teen camp. Alexia, do you want to say something about camp?
Yes.
Go for it. What do you got?
I remember going to family camp when I was 9, and I had a lot of fun, and I remember singing a song that I really liked at the talent show, and then I went by myself, well, with my sister, when I was 10, and through the years, we've just had a lot of fun. One year we were introduced to yeast for a science class. And we went on a field trip to see horses, and that was fun.
So you have a lot of memories attached with EHC, first time things that I'm getting, right? Yeah.
Yes.
And it's like a family for you, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, you grew up with all these folks and these people around here.
And in 2014, we were in a band.
Yes, we were. And what band were you in?
We were called The Burstettes.
Yes, because we went around all summer long singing,
Sorry for the outburst.
We performed that year. Hey, do you remember tell me the name of the first song that you performed at your first talent show.
The first song was a song called This Is Me, and it was from a movie that I really liked back then. It was called Camp Rock.
And I have talked to a lot of people on these podcasts, and they remember very early first memories about their camp experience. And you have just shared one with us that's, what, nine years old, correct?
Yeah,
someday
I was
when
nine.
You're 50 or 51, you'll be remembering these experiences and be able to look back on this and probably still remember that song that you did, I would guess. Do you remember who your first counselor was?
My first counselor was Johnny.
There you go.
From Scotland.
There you go.
And my first counselor when I was at youth camp was Janelle.
Perfect.
I can't remember where she was from.
And these are the things that stick with us forever. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So this is what this podcast is about everything EHC, the memories, the culture, the history. Alicia, what do you got?
I remember when we came to family camp, we met Macy, Taylor, Olivia, Lizzie, Katie, and Jenna.
A whole crew.
Yeah.
A whole crew. 2014, you came out at family camp. I was running rec and you were doing archery. I had a challenge. You met that challenge. You were the first person ever to
push you in the
push
lake.
Me in the lake. You can YouTube it. What are your, you got some early memories?
I remember going up in the treehouse with Johnny.
There you go.
Yeah.
The treehouse isn't even allowed to be up there. It's not safe anymore at the moment because the ladder's all busted down. They're going to try to fix it up. A lot of people have memories of the treehouse.
Yeah.
Cabin sleeping up there and enjoying the stars.
Yeah.
I slept up there in 2014 a few times just because it's kind of a cool place to be. Well, it's also a little bit safe. I felt like the animals weren't going to get me. anything else? You got anything else you want to share with the world about camp? Okay.
Maybe. Oh, me and like Olivia, Lizzie, Macy, and Katie and Jenna, we were all in the and Alexia, we were all in the cabin together, and we said that we wanted to sleep like out under the like in the treehouse.
Mm-hmm.
But then we got to go inside the yurt and sleep.
Oh yeah, the yurt, a popular place for yoga and probably girl talk, I would imagine at some point. So there you go, two very experienced campers from their youth to their teens, and now they're graduating family camp. They're going to get to come back to the teen session in a week or 10 days or 12 days. I lose track of time up here. Mama, what do you have to say about Enchanted Hills Camp?
Oh gosh, I could go on forever, but I won't. This camp has just really opened up a lot of doors, opportunities for both Lexi and Alicia. It's taught Rick and I so much about letting our kids reach for whatever it is that they desire to do, and everything will be good. There's a lot of encouragement, a lot of positive, nothing but positive. It's a safe environment. And just a really fun and friendly place to allow our kids to be themselves.
Perfect. And I'd like to share that this place, as a staff member, allows me to be myself as well. And when we all get to be ourselves, it feels really good to have that family and that community to be able to engage and feel safe. And empower all of our campers to do whatever it is that they want to do. It doesn't
Absolutely.
Matter. It doesn't matter. Do you have a favorite activity?
I really enjoy the hikes.
Lots of hiking.
I love the morning hikes. You know, a little warm, but they're just, the air is so great. It's funny, just taking my last hike 2 days ago was thinking about this. It was a great hike, came out up through Boys Town and didn't realize how warm it was because the air is so nice inside between all those trees, and it's just so fresh and just feels like you're just far away. It
right.
feels so great. So I am really, really enjoy that.
Perfect. Perfect. And is it emotional for you guys as a family?
It is. I mean, it's emotional, but I feel like it was such a great opening to learning so much about what we could do with the girls.
Right.
One thing that pops into my mind and has been since we first arrived here at this last family session is when we first came to camp, the girls much younger, as Alexia mentioned, our first camp counselor was Johnny, and as a family, he would just tend to our families, tend to the girls.
Right.
Is really.
Right.
And I have these memories of these two little girls with their little bathing suits and flip-flops walking in front of us with Johnny and Rick and I behind, just videoing and taking all these photos of all these moments, and Johnny introducing them to so much just on the path and along the way.
Right.
So that in itself just, it's, you know, it's kind of emotional, it's sad, but that makes me happy.
Gotcha.
Because I feel like that was the start of the girls just really being able to express themselves.
Yes.
And all these doors being opened for right. them. You know, camp for kids that are vision impaired and blind could be kind of boring, and not
it could
once
be.
Has it ever been boring.
No,
for them.
That's perfect. That's a perfect way to end that for sure. And I'd like to say that this part of the program is brought to you by Tim, the Aussie, taking people on nature hikes. How about that, okay?
Yeah.
so we like to do a shout out to our staff members who get props for what they do with our families. Thank you for sharing so much. I want to ask Dad the same question before we finish up. What do you love doing at camp when you come up here?
Mainly, you know, doing all the activities, getting to meet a numerous amount of other parents, kids, archery, swimming.
Yeah.
Playing this late night ping pong with all the other parents and kids.
Yep.
Has been really fun. It has. And like I said, back to meeting other parents, sharing information.
That's right. It's a big
personal,
part of the culture.
Non-personal,
absolutely.
Fun things. A lot of them, they asked about the girls because they're getting a little bit older. Early on, we did the same. We asked, you know, other parents and and going through issues and just meeting with other counselors, and because most of them are blind, and then just talking. And I think the girls have learned a lot.
Yes.
And most of them are going to college.
Yep.
So Lexia and Licia, you know, they want to follow, you know, their paths, and it's been really great.
Then they can be mentors. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Up here at camp.
And I think we're looking forward. I think Licia wants next year become a counselor.
Yeah, CIT.
Get on the staff for a year or so. And so I'm looking forward to that.
Yes.
But yeah, it's been great.
Tony always looks at everybody as the future of camp. And
right.
and he's very good at picking out the folks that would be great at not only seeing the vision of what has to happen with camp from becoming a camper to a counselor, but also just seeing these kids grow up and having responsibilities and taking all these positive steps forward. You know, it's the small moments as much as the big moments up here that matter. Like you said, the memory of just them walking down the road and having this experience. Sometimes it's just as much the small moments as it is those big moments. The first time you ride a horse, or the first time you swim across the pool, or there's tons of that happening here. It's amazing seeing these parents, families, blind, young, and old, visually impaired out there doing archery together, like you said, doing all these wonderful things. It's a bit emotional for me. I can say that. I've been with you guys for a few years now and got to see just a little bit of the progress. And I am stoked that I get to be a part of the process now and see more of that as it goes on. So thank you very much for joining us. And as you know, I like to end the show. Let's do it one more time. Hello, EHC.
EHC is the place to be.
You've been listening to Everything EHC at Maceo.net. Free summertime fun podcast. Thank you for joining us, Arietta family.